You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
In the gritty and difficult places of the world, God calls his people to be salt and light to the broken and the needy. That's what the front line is all about. Open your heart and your mind. Today's show is about to begin.
Welcome. Welcome. My goodness. Turn down my headphones. Huh? I make sure everybody else's headphones work, right? And I just lost a couple of eardrums. That's okay. Welcome to the front line.
I've only got one that works. Don't
I know,
do that.
I know. You're right. Yeah, we'll try not to challenge that.
Yeah,
I know.
Please.
I pray for you every day that you'll get both working again. But
I don't know, because I keep my wife on the bad side.
I know. I've heard other guys say that. We don't want to mention now it's on the airwaves. We're giving other guys an opportunity.
Yeah.
Ideas, right? Well, this is the front line, and we have a marvelous guest with us who has been with us before and will probably be with us several times until Jesus comes again, Keith Masters. We will be right with you, but first of all, in tradition, we love tradition right in the church. And when I invite, or when I introduce Ed Skiba, one of our co-hosts, he always has a line that he delivers. So, Ed?
Another beautiful South Florida morning.
Absolutely.
Of course, right.
Absolutely.
What if it's raining one day and we're in the middle of a hurricane? Will you still say that?
Of course. In my time in Uganda, every time I went to visit places and it would rain, they would rejoice because I brought blessing.
Amen.
And rain is
that's
life.
The way it is in agricultural countries,
amen.
You know?
And actually now in person today is Ann Limhoko, who was in Minnesota last week.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't look like you got any frostbite.
You went to Minnesota on purpose?
Yes, my niece graduated from high school, so it was a blessing.
That's cool.
That's a good reason to go. My granddaughter did last week, too.
Did she?
Yep.
A lot of that happening.
Yep.
And so glad to have you back.
Good morning.
Yep.
Safe. It's great to be here in the studio.
Amen. And our guest, Keith Masters, the street minister, the street prophet, the street
preacher.
Witness, the street preacher, all of those things. Welcome.
Street witness.
Street witness.
Yes. Street witness. Good morning. Good morning. It's great to be here. It's a blessing to be here.
Amen. When you were driving up here through that deluge.
Palm Beach. Yeah, through Palm Beach.
Through the deluge. You were thinking it was a beautiful day, too?
I was.
Okay. See,
I was.
It's a spiritual thing.
Right.
Yeah. Rain will not be daunting.
Oh, wow. Look at this. I've got it open to Job 5:10. He gives rain on the earth and sends water on the fields.
Amen.
Yes, we need that rain.
Hallelujah.
And it's the latter day, so.
Right? It was a downpour. It was a downpour.
This is Florida, so this we generally get
South Florida, yeah, the hurricane season just started, right?
It did.
It did.
Thank God the rain wasn't going sideways.
I
right?
that in Jesus' name.
That's a sign.
No, I know, it got warm fast here. It got warm fast.
It did.
Overnight, it got warm.
It did.
Yeah. It really did.
Yeah, it got warm fast.
Yeah, but now it's cooled down again a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have, to be honest, in the last couple of 3 years, I have decided that it's okay. You know, I used to grit my teeth when the last day of, when the first day of summer, which actually happens in spring in Florida, But in the last few years, my attitude is it's just less cool. Now, that may sound strange.
That's a good attitude.
But it actually helps me deal with, if it's hot and humid.
Yeah.
It's just less cool.
Yeah.
And I've adapted to it. I'm even taking walks in the afternoon when I'm not working here.
Wow.
And although I will admit, I've found places that are mostly shaded. But there's always a breeze.
Idea.
You get the Atlantic breeze. Speaking of breezes, I'm thinking of the Holy Spirit, right? The pneuma.
Yeah.
And
yes,
I'm thinking of those of us led by the Spirit.
Amen.
And if there's anyone in this room, we all are led by the Spirit, but if anyone whose testimony clearly points that out is our guest today, Keith Masters. And
hallelujah,
you come in, God brings you in a wondrous cycle of revelation, because you know, it's your second or third time with us this calendar year here at on this program.
Yeah.
And I love to have you for a lot of reasons. One is that you speak so profoundly out of your own life. Really, it's a powerful witness of what God has done in your life. And I might ask you to give us a brief testimony, your story, God's story. But here's Keith, and he's a very articulate believer, and he takes that just to the street. You know, he goes to the street where people are out there, and God leads him to people. People are led by God to Keith.
Amen.
He's an evangelist.
Amen.
And he just shares Christ in those wonderful God opportunities, with divine appointments, as we call them. Tell us, Keith, what happened? How did God get you out there,
David,
from the kind of life that you and I led a similar life?
Yeah.
I had mostly alcohol.
The three of us,
we
were led by a different spirit.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
The bottled spirit for a long time.
Yeah.
And now we're led by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. I was an alcoholic, and you know, my problem was I wouldn't drink every day, but when I drank and I never fell down. I never fell down. And you know, you have to deal with the repercussions of that and the consequences. You don't know what you did the night before. You don't know who you're going to be embarrassed in front of. You don't know if you can talk to this person or that person. And it's just you're living in fear, you know, and you're hiding. You're living in depression.
Yeah.
And Jesus brought me out of that.
Amen.
He broke the chains of addiction. Amen. I mean, when I say he broke the chains, he took the chains off of me. And you can't, you know, I could never imagine. I heard chains falling off. And, you know, some people know this story, and maybe there's somebody out there right now that does not. But chains were falling off my body, dropping like, and I always use this term, like a dropping anchor, like a battleship. And you could hear the clanking going onto the truck that I was driving at the time.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And the chains just were falling off. And as the chains were falling off, and I wasn't realizing what was going on, but as the chains were falling off, my body was becoming, it started to float.
Mm.
It started to float in the driver's seat while I'm driving the truck.
Mm.
Wow.
It just got like 1,000 pounds lighter. And I just lost any desire for alcohol.
Mm.
It's just losing that desire. I didn't have that craving anymore. Mm-hmm. I didn't want it. I didn't need it.
Wow.
And the Holy Spirit just, you know, wow, when you say washed by the blood, washed by the blood.
Yes.
Washed by the blood.
Amen.
And Jesus just, I mean, I'm going to tear up because my brother is going through the same problem right now. And it's beyond bad. And for him it's vodka. And he just came out of court with his wife. People don't want to talk to him. He can't walk because he's got neuropathy from the alcohol. And he's going through this, and he lives up in New York. And, you know, in my family would say, oh, you can't talk about it. Well, yes, you have to talk about it.
Yes, you do.
You have to talk about it. And he doesn't understand that he's in the grasp of the devil and the alcohol. He doesn't understand that.
Yeah.
And people might not understand that. You don't understand it until you ask Jesus for help.
Yes.
Yes.
Until you really ask Jesus for help.
Wow. What is your brother's name? We need to pray for him. Kevin. We will keep him in prayer.
Yes, Kevin.
Yeah.
Kevin.
Yeah, to break those chains.
That's because before you came on, I kept thinking Kevin Masters, and then I looked down and said, no, it's Keith.
Yeah,
maybe that was the Holy Spirit prompting me to keep him in prayer.
Praise God.
Amen. Yeah.
Praise God. I mean, it's been his wife just contacted me last week. He's up in New York, mm-hmm. and there's nothing that I can do right now. You know, mm-hmm. I can't do anything.
Yes, you can.
I pray. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But you know, you feel helpless.
I understand, brother.
You know, so with God, all things are possible.
Amen.
Amen.
And we
Amen.
Have to know that. You know, we have to keep that in our heart. We have to keep that in our mind. You know, all things are possible to him who believes,
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
It tells us three times in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, right? With God, all things are possible.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Jesus told when he was with Abraham, is anything too difficult for the Lord?
Amen.
No.
Amen. Nothing.
Mm. No.
Amen.
You know, so we have to, you have to come to believe that this is possible.
Mm-hmm.
And I am a witness to that. I am a witness,
yes.
And that's, you know, the Holy Spirit put that on my heart, a street witness, to go out and share what Jesus has done in my life.
Praise God.
Amen. And you were, the other addiction you had was gambling.
Well, I had.
Right?
I was
with several others. Yeah.
I was all over the place.
I remember your story.
Football. It was, my addiction was during football season.
Mm-hmm.
And if I lost this game, I could make it back in this game, and then Monday night game, and then the Thursday night game, and then the Sunday game, and the Saturday game.
But that's
what I bet on. That was it. So for me, I never had a problem because it was just the football.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
You don't realize you got a problem until you don't have money.
Right.
And then you got to go and pay the guy that you're gambling with. And then you're like, all of a sudden, you're like, oh, can I be a day late? Can I see you in a couple of days? And you're trying to run around, and it's just.
Yeah. You know, Keith, I believe that some of us are cursed with addictive personalities.
Yeah.
And we do, it goes from one thing to another Whatever you get locked in on, you're going to be addictive.
Immediate satisfaction.
And I really believe that those of us that have that problem and are willing to surrender to the Lord, he will make this word, God's word, our new addiction, and use it for good.
What Satan meant for evil, God will turn to good if you allow him.
Amen.
And I think you and I are both in that place where we're addicted now to spreading God's word.
Amen.
Yep.
That's a great addiction.
Yeah,
I know
it is.
In my own addiction, and that was... There's several. Myself, you know, it wasn't just one. I was a player. I didn't do gambling because I lost so bad the first time I just couldn't go back to it. But you get in every addiction, you say I can't live without doing this. Now that's the voice of the devil, but you come to believe it. I can't quit.
Yep.
Was tobacco was first, and I can't. Uh-huh. Really, four packs a day, right?
Wow.
I couldn't live without it.
I did that too.
Wow.
And then if you realize, if you're saying that to yourself, that's not God, that's not even you, is your list. The devil says you can't live without it. But what is really true is that if you keep doing it, you won't live.
No, you can't live with it.
You can't live with it.
Right.
And you have no life.
Well, that's what's going on for my brother right now.
Yeah.
That's exactly what's going on. His wife took him to court. They're living in the same house, but she's got him downstairs. He's not allowed to be near her right now.
Mm.
Mm.
And this is what's going on because the devil is stealing his life.
Yep.
All right? That's what Jesus tells us. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
That's it.
People have to come to know that and to understand that the devil is real. Yep.
And there's a spiritual war that we are all in, even if you do not know it.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
So,
we're going to take a break in a minute. So,
okay.
We're already 15 minutes into the program. Before we went on the air, we're looking at each other saying, where are we going to start? And you don't need to worry about it when the Spirit of God is moving you.
Amen.
And I think when we come back from the break, though, I would like, Keith, for you to talk about your experience as a minister on the street. What do you see going on? How is God using you? What do you see in the people that God leads you to? Their needs. People are needy today. Let's just go ahead. You folks listening, think about that, and we'll be back in about a minute.
Mm-hmm. know what happens every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO Christian Radio? News and views to edify the body of Christ. Exciting authors, pastors, teachers, folks invested in richly blessed ministries where the church meets the world. God is doing things you want to hear about. That's Wednesday Live, airing every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
There's our bouncy theme music right there as we come back. Oh, this
it sounds like
back.
The news, David.
It does. It does. Well, that's why we picked it. You know, it kind of gives you, it kind of puts you in the mood because, you know, we're doing, this is sort of newsworthy, what we're doing, frontline. We're talking about ministry. People are in ministry. Yeah. And, you know, frankly, what we try to say is the front line comes from the fact that every ministry we do in the name of Jesus is a frontline ministry.
Amen.
He
Amen.
Calls us. And I know some people, and when I was a pastor, I mean, I'm still a pastor, but involved in the church, you know, before I retired. And I was amazed how many people we get in a conversation about ministry, and they'd say, well, I don't really have a ministry. And I'd say, well, guess what? Let me fill you in.
Yes.
Your baptism was your first ordination.
Right. Mm-hmm.
When you're baptized, your first ordination, and that's when the Spirit came in you. And as we know, when Jesus was baptized, we don't read about any ministry on his behalf until after he was baptized. Mm-hmm. Then he goes in the desert, right? And he gets tempted by the devil, but it was a time for clarification for him about his calling, because he's human, fully God, right?
Mm-hmm.
So his baptism, he took it out in the desert in 40 days. He fasted, he prayed, he got tempted by the devil, which is, hey, we all get that experience. And his vision was clarified, and his ministry begins immediately after he leaves that desert retreat, we call it. And so we're all ministers of the gospel.
Amen.
And if you haven't heard that before, it's true. And I'm going to then, if you say, I haven't heard that before, go into the Word of God and read read what the Bible says about your calling. Go into the New Testament, and it's all in there. And if you have questions, go to your pastor. If you haven't heard from your pastor, go to another church.
That's right.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. But anyway, really. Okay, so I'm being retired.
You didn't hear that.
Oh, no, he didn't really say that.
I have to say, I can speak about my colleagues out there. If you're not getting it from your pastor, you've got to get it. You've got to get that guidance.
Yep. Amen.
Tell us about your street ministry, Keith, and what God's doing through you.
Well, you know, you said something. You said something before that God brings people into my life,
mm-hmm.
and that's really been the foundation, I think. Not me going and actually when the Lord first put it on my heart to start going out on the street, and I was terrified like no tomorrow. You know, I would look at somebody and cross the street and run over and go and start telling them, and the Lord said, I bring the people over, right?
You learn
and that was a big lesson. And you know, God is so alive. Just recently, I was out in the morning. Sometimes I'll go out into the street corner, a very heavy street corner, and I have signs that say, Jesus is God, hashtag Bible, and just, you know, Jesus loves you. And, you know, there's a lot of believers that drive by and they honk and they get encouraged, and mm-hmm. it's good to see. And people yelling out their windows, it's good to see.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's other people, of course, that are yelling out their windows, mm-hmm. right? Which is not good here, right?
Right.
And, but I just had one situation where, and it was I had such a struggle, a spiritual struggle to get to this corner.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it was when I mean, just a real strong spiritual struggle to get to the corner. And it was, when I say an internal fight, it was an internal fight. And I went to the corner, and I was going to stand there regardless of what was going on in my head. And, you know, I'm going to say 20 minutes later, somebody comes walking by, a conversation opens up through an intersection, stops at the corner, starts talking to me, and they were saved. They accepted praise Jesus Christ in their life. So, you know, my ministry is when people come into my life. I also had the person that came to fix the garage door at my house. He received Jesus Christ at my house in the garage.
Praise God. Wow.
Right? Yeah. I had somebody come up to the driveway. I forget. He was a bug guy. Knocking on doors, and he received Jesus Christ on the driveway of my house, right?
Hallelujah.
Yeah, but I go out on the street. Miracles happen. I've had divine appointments where God has told me that the Holy Spirit has guided me someplace, and I would go there, and then something big happens. You know, something just happens. I had a woman, Holy Spirit, instructed me to go to Boynton Beach one day. I went into Boynton Beach to a street corner over there, and there was a woman, I think I brought her up once before. She took a bus to work 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours in the afternoon. Wow. She was struggling. She was a believer. She was a believer, and she was struggling. And she started talking to me while I was on the street corner. Then the Lord put it on my heart. She still had 2 miles to go to work. I take her up to work. The Holy Spirit puts it on my heart to give her a lift to where she needs to go. Lo and behold, she had a car, but it was all broken down. She had no insurance. She owed tickets. The Lord put it on my heart. Things got taken care of. She got on the street with the car.
Wow.
And she, you know what she you know, this is, she said to me that she thought that she had faith. She said to me that she thought she had faith. So God put her in my life, you know, strengthened my faith, and then strengthened her faith at the same time.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. So it's not where I'm out on the street yelling, you know. I stand out on the street corner, and I have tracks, and then the Lord brings people into my life, and I let them know that I'm sharing the good news of Jesus Christ, you know, salvation. And what does Paul say in Acts 26:18, I believe is what it is, right? And I was just trying to get to that, right? 26:18, and he says, here, where is it?
It's between 17 and 19.
Yes, his Bible open.
Well,
yep.
I'm sorry. Just there.
That was good. And it says, right, the Lord says to Paul, "Now get up and stand on your feet. I have appeared to you to appoint you as a servant and as a witness of what you have seen and will see of me. I will rescue you from your own people and from the Gentiles. I am sending you to them to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God." So that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
Amen.
Now, this is God telling you, this is God saying to pull them away from Satan.
Yeah.
How can you not believe that the devil is real? God is telling you himself that the devil is real, and this is the destruction that the devil brings, and this is what I'm talking about with my brother, right?
Yes.
That's the destruction, and this is what God brought me out of. God brought me out of that destruction, out of the destruction of my wife. You know, my son is 12 years old, and I was a smoker for 40, 45 years. At that time, maybe 49 years. Nobody was going to tell me to stop smoking. Nobody.
Right,
that wasn't happening.
Right.
I mean, and that's when the laws went from you can't smoke inside, now you got to smoke outside.
Right.
So we would find the bars where you could go and smoke inside because you know, you wanted a cigarette and a beer, but you know,
not anymore.
Right. But right, because that's you know, you're going, and now you're going into the dark places, right? Mm-hmm. So the Lord broke those chains of addiction for me as well. The smoking addiction, it just stopped. Mm-hmm. I lit up a cigarette one time in Burger King, and after lunch, you know. And all of a sudden, I just took a puff of it, and it just
didn't taste good.
Right, yeah. And that was it. Yeah. And I just threw the whole pack away.
Yep.
Wow.
Wow, that's praise God.
So it was immediate.
It was immediate.
Leaving your cigarettes. Immediate. Because that's only through the power of God.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Yeah.
Somebody told me one time, smoking won't send you to hell, but it'll make you smell like you've been there.
Right. And you know what? And I could never tell the difference until I stopped smoking.
Exactly.
I could never tell the difference until I stopped smoking.
Now I can't stand. I can't.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm the same way. I never smoked, but yeah.
Oh,
I don't
no.
like being around it. Yeah.
Oh, no. You were a four pack a day, David. I was close to two.
That was three.
I was
Lucky
two.
Lucky strikes.
I was a menthol guy. I was a Salem guy.
I'd smoke anything that would burn. I'd smoke rope, I guess, if I could get it lit.
I remember going to play. I asked the guy.
I love being around these men. I love it.
I asked the man, I said, "You mind if I smoke?" He said, "I don't care if you burn."
Oh, man.
No, but it's how much. And, you know, my son, who's 12 years old now, mm-hmm. I was still involved when he was born mm-hmm. in that lifestyle. Mm. And it's during this time, he was born in Boca Hospital. Mm-hmm. He's a Floridian, and because my wife and I are both New Yorkers, mm-hmm. and he's got more sense than the both of us put together.
I understand. I've got two granddaughters born.
When I hear dad,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the Lord delivered me from those addictions, you know, right after my son was born.
Yep.
And what Jesus did is he gave me an opportunity to be a father to my son.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
It took me a while to see it and understand it, but this is what mm-hmm. he's doing.
Mm. Yes.
This is what he's doing. He has richly blessed me with the opportunity to be a father to my son. I take care of him in the morning. I drive him to school. I drive him back from school. I take him to baseball practice. So this is what's happened, you know? And I know mm-hmm. we got off the track of the ministry out on the street.
We're on God's track.
Yeah. Fatherhood is a ministry.
It is. He just got baptized.
I know.
Two months ago. Is this
God.
Awesome?
Awesome.
Woo! Is this awesome?
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Wow. We're going to take a break in about 28 seconds.
Wow, this time
flies. All right, you guys, check us out. Make sure. But when we come back, a thing popped in my head. Because every time I do this program, not every time, but a lot, my mind goes back to when I was, you know, full-time pastoring. And things people said to me. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to run one of those things by you and get your thoughts on it.
Okay.
All right, here we go. We're going to go and take a break.
Okay.
Hi, this is Karen Hubbard, inviting you to join me every Friday at 11 a.m. for Hidden Places, where you'll hear exciting testimonies, amazing stories, and casual conversations with believers just like you, here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Revival's in the air. The kingdom of God is here. This is Luann Linneken, the host of Kingdom Recovery. I invite you to join me every Friday at 5 p.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. Kingdom Recovery is a live, cutting-edge program where I will be talking about God's saving, healing, and delivering power. Don't miss it. Revival's in the air.
Welcome back. We had a little. We always have a little joy here,
joy
often
of
on the air, but also.
I thought that was a dishwashing detergent.
It is. Yeah, that's why I gave up Pride, which means our furniture is not polished anymore.
I understand that.
Anyway.
Well, that just dawned on you, didn't it?
Yes, well. We try not to do the big sins anymore. Welcome back to the front line. Our guest today is Keith Masters, the street witness. And Keith, I think I already know the answer to this question, but I always think of our listeners, and God has blessed me 37 years as an ordained person, and the bulk of that regularly in the church. You know, my retirement is more here now. Retire, you know, you don't sit on a porch and rock.
Yep.
You know, you...
You're not retired.
I'm not retired, right.
Yeah.
I say semi-retired.
No, we found out what retired means. I was tired before, and I'm tired again.
Right.
So I'm retired.
But I remember I was ordained and served for almost 25 years before I left this denomination. I won't mention the name of it. What you'd call a mainline denomination.
Mm-hmm.
And when I would talk to people about the Christian life, you can't mention it without talking about one of the most essentials, which is sharing your faith. Well, I'd have people say to me, well, my faith is a personal thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right?
And,
oh, yeah.
And I've heard that.
What do you say to that?
I
come on, just spit it out.
You know, well, I'm rough around the edges, David.
That's okay. Be rough.
I'm rough around
like
the
it.
Edges.
Be rough.
You know?
Authentic. We're telling the truth here.
Authentic.
So, okay. So, wow. Wow. When you say that the Lord prepares.
Mm-hmm. He needs bare-knuckle preachers. So
he does. Nope. Yes, yes.
I'm one of those, too.
Yes. Black and white.
Yeah.
Tell it as it is.
Where is this? I just had this something.
He's got a couple of notebooks he's looking through.
I do.
So.
I do. Because, and you know what? David gave me these notebooks.
God told me he was running low, and so I sent him an Amazon order.
So, okay, so here we go. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine and men of strength to mingle strong drink, which justify the wicked for reward and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him.
Mm.
We need to voice over that.
Yes.
Amen.
We need to voice over that.
Amen.
There is... we need to voice over that. And that, well, God,
yeah.
I'm just having such a revelation here. We can't stand idly by. Mm-hmm. Jesus died for our sins. Yeah. And everybody that we don't let know is going to be persecuted for eternity.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they don't get, you know, even if they don't get the eternal, if they don't get it, it's a seed in their ear. And let, you know, and let God follow up with that.
Mm-hmm.
God will follow up with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we have a job to do, and that job is to share our faith. Right?
Amen.
It's, you know, and I'm... You know, I used to be afraid. No joke. I mean, I knew Jesus. I knew Jesus was there. But and in my testimony, I did say I was afraid. And then all of a sudden, the Lord just, you know, I'm wearing Jesus Saves on my back, right?
Yeah.
Everywhere I go,
amen.
People see Jesus Saves, and you know, people have come up to me. Just wearing the shirt, people have come up that have been in upset with God, you know, where we've come together and prayed, and it's changed their life right there on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you don't know the ripple effect when you throw a pebble into the pond is still, and you don't know the ripple effect, and I don't know the ripple effect.
Mm.
I don't know the ripple effect, right?
We don't have to.
Right. Yeah. That's right.
I have to. Apollo's waters and God brings the harvest.
Yes. Amen. Exactly. Amen. That's a verse that I was coming to mind too. Yep.
But these are hard times.
Yes. Amen.
These are hard times, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, I sit there and I complain, you know, oh, man, this guy is crazy. And I call, my son will tell you, I call everybody a knucklehead. Right? What a knucklehead.
Well, but at least you don't have to think too hard about a retort. It's right there. Yeah, yeah.
Call him a knucklehead. Yeah. You know, and you know, somebody cuts you off. What a knucklehead, you know? Yeah. But these are the times. These are the times that we need to be sharing. Mm-hmm. And you know, the Lord will guide you on how to share.
Yes. Right.
The Lord will guide you on how to share. Yeah. Not everybody is meant to be out on the street. Mm-hmm. You know? Not everybody is meant to be out on the street.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I would never in a million years imagine that I'd be sitting here at the radio station sharing that Jesus delivered me and saved me, right? Mm-hmm. From my addictions and my sins.
I'll leave you on it.
Right?
Yeah. Amen.
From my sins, right? He gave me purpose in life.
Amen.
Being a father, being a husband, and sharing my testimony. So it's just we have to be able to share, whether, and it's not just through our actions. It's I think it's more than that. Mm-hmm. I think it's more than that. You know.
Yes.
Well, you know, when we say just through our actions, that's for the normal everyday Christian that is not theologically educated, if you will, or biblically educated. They can show their faith through their actions, but there are those of us that are called out to be shepherds and sheepdogs.
Amen.
And that's us. And we're the ones that need to get in and tell folks the truth.
Yes.
And if they don't know where to look for it, we got to show them where.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's, I've been thankful. And one of the things about this radio ministry is for 34 years, we've been broadcasting the truth of the gospel.
Amen.
In these last few years, the vision has expanded and deepened, if you will. And we're much more out there. We're presenting the truth. It's not candy coated because it's too late for that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's, you know, try not to offend. Well, you know, Jesus said the gospel would offend people.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't go out. We don't say, hey, I'm going to offend somebody today. Hallelujah. But I'm going to tell you the truth. We're going to tell you the truth. This program and Karen's live program and other programs,
right.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to tell you the truth.
Absolutely.
And we're going to speak often on what's going on today, what's behind it, and how you can deal with it.
Yes.
Right.
One of the things I love to use for an example that God gave me when I'm preaching is a mom and dad standing there looking at the lake of fire, knowing they're going to spend eternity there. You think that's horrible? You know what's more horrible? When their kids come up behind them and say, Mom, Dad, why didn't you tell me?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's more horrible.
That's more
powerful,
horrible.
Ed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sorry.
No.
It's okay. No.
Because that's the truth.
That's the truth.
That's the truth.
Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
So a question pops in. I didn't know if you were looking for something to.
I was, but I left it at home.
Oh, you did? That's so I could ask you this question.
So question of mind is a terrible thing.
It's going to. One second,
yeah,
David.
Sure, go.
It goes to the question of, you know, should you be quiet with about your faith?
Yeah.
And there was three things, and the Lord gave it to me, and I left it at the house. It's only when we do nothing that evil arises.
Right. Yes.
Right. When we do nothing. Right, evil has a chance to rise to the top.
Yep.
Right.
Evil men prosper when good men do nothing.
Right.
Yep.
That's and that's what's been going on.
Yes.
Because the church has been quiet.
Yes.
It has been.
So if the church is quiet and this is what happens,
yep.
Then, you know, this is why we have to share our faith.
Yes.
Even the rocks will cry out if we're quiet.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
So when you meet people on the street and you share the gospel, and maybe they're not open at that time, but I was trying to think, what is the most common reason people give for not receiving Christ?
I'm good.
I'm good. Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm in a hurry. I'm good. Yeah. I'll come back to you later. Yeah, no.
And I usually right. tell them,
they don't, right.
if you're gonna wait till the 11th hour, you just might die at 10:30.
I was on the and I'm asking them, should I say something to them? And let me tell you, when you do, they don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't like it.
Sorry about that.
Right. No, right. They don't like it. But you know, here's the thing. What is the gospel, right? Mm-hmm. And people might not understand this completely. What is the gospel? And this guy, and what's his name? I'm gonna get it in a second. Mm-hmm. But here's the gospel, right? To believe the gospel. What does Jesus say? Believe the good news, mm-hmm. right? Believe the good news. So, that Jesus was crucified and that Jesus died for our sins, that Jesus rose on the third day, and that Jesus is seated at the right hand of God and will come back again, and that he is our Lord and our Savior.
Amen.
And this is what they have a tough time. It doesn't mean you've got to change your life and start doing everything differently, you know, just like at like that.
Yes. Yeah, the drop
you know?
We can't.
No.
The Holy
can't.
Spirit
that's right.
has to do it.
That's exactly right. And I think that's a big misunderstanding.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
A big misunderstanding. Right? Oh, you're a Christian, you have to live a certain way. No, you're a Christian, you have to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
Amen.
And let Jesus guide your life.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen.
According to his word, Amen. He created you. He's your Father.
That's right.
Right?
Amen.
God your Father.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you need to do to save yourself from eternal damnation in hell.
Mm-hmm.
And let Jesus transform you.
By the power of the Holy Spirit.
By the Holy Spirit, yes. Exactly.
But he didn't Amen. Die for me. I'm too bad.
No.
Even right. while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. There's a girl out on the street. She's, into heavy addiction. Going to seedy places, seeing guys in the back alley for money and stuff like that. And every time I see her, I ask her, are you ready to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? And I said, you know, he forgives you.
Mm-hmm.
He forgives you. At this moment, he would just forgive you for everything that
That's
you've
powerful.
Done up
yep.
to this point.
Yes.
Her only response is, I can't forgive myself.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's a tough one.
And she stays in that alley of life. And, you know, and I call it an alley because the walls are high against her.
Yes.
Right? It's a narrow alley, and she's walking down this alley. But if she would let Jesus Christ into her life, those walls would come crumbling down in a second.
Yes.
Through the power of God.
Yes.
You remember the Christian artist Carmen?
I remember Carmen.
He said, every time the devil reminds you of where you've been, you remind him of where he's going.
Right.
Yes.
Amen.
Right.
That's right.
And that's what they need to understand.
Yes.
That they're being deceived by the devil. They think they're not good enough.
You know, and she's not alone in her circle. Mm-hmm. So the other part would be to walk away from that, and then what are you going to do once you're outside of that? So that's also the clutch that, you know, the grab.
Absolutely.
Amen. Let's go ahead and take a break. Our last break of the hour.
Wow.
And then we're gonna go running to that finish line.
Can we extend this show a little bit today?
Why not? All we have is a program from noon to 12:30. I'm sure Chuck wouldn't mind if he didn't get hurt.
Wow.
Man, now we won't do that, folks.
Wow.
Every Monday, we will bring you stories from the front line of ministry, ordinary people doing extraordinary things for God. We will redefine where the front line is, from risky missions to comfortable caring, always with the invitation for you, the listener, to look for the front line in your life. Tune in to 89.9 FM every Monday at 11 a.m. Get on the front line.
Christ is my firm foundation. Through your vote no on 4 on Election Day, you can prevent abortion from becoming the law of the land in Florida. Amendment 4 is not what it seems and way too extreme. Vote no and prevent the reversal of all the preborn life-saving progress of 35 years. Go to TooExtremeForFlorida.com for more information and please vote no on 4.
Oh, that was Ed coughing into the mic there. Sorry, wake you up.
Sorry about
it's
that.
It's okay. No, well, I do a lot of things to the board here, and you can't see my fingers.
Yeah,
they fly so fast.
I've got real air in my lungs.
Oh,
really?
Well, I do too. That's amazing.
Imagine
yeah,
that.
Well, I'm glad.
Might have the same disease.
I might have the same.
Life.
Life, yeah, it's a great thing, thanks to Jesus. Mm-hmm. Wow, we're coming back for the last 15, 14 minutes or whatever of The Front Line with our guest. Wonderful. I just got to have you back. We got to have you at least twice a year, Keith. There's no, like God has prescribed, the heavenly physician, right, that you're here twice a year at least in order to share your testimony. Talk about the things God's doing in your life. The street witness, Keith. Now, you've been... You're coming up on a decade of being saved, right?
I am.
10 years. And
I am.
You know, it's always, you've shared so much with us, and it's wondrous, to hear that from the moment you received Christ, you began to transform. But I think it was brought up before, we talked about it, but I'd like to bring this back into focus, that, many people, there's a fallacy, I think it's purported by the devil, that, well, if you come to Christ, number one, life's going to change overnight. You're not going to be having any more fun, like you're having fun right now.
Right.
Right. Like I was drinking myself to death. And, I said the only upside was I could donate my liver to Habitat for Humanity. They could hollow it out and someone could live in it. But the point being, that was no fun. It was not a fun life.
No.
The addictions. Whoops, there's a phone call.
Let's see.
Welcome, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Hello, you're on the front line. Hi.
Let me make you louder because I'm not hearing you guys so good. How are you?
We're doing well.
We're wonderful. How are
doing
you?
Well. Welcome to the front line.
I'm so good, but I'm on fire because I'm listening to the show and I'm like, oh my God, I gotta help.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. And I've never, I don't think personally met you, Keith, but you've been on my heart lately. You've had James on your program.
James, James Weir.
Yes.
And John Nelson.
Yes.
We call them the three amigos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I do Kingdom Recovery, and I was listening to your story about the woman who is having difficulty receiving God's love and acceptance of who he is because she can't get over herself, which is our biggest problem, getting over ourselves. So, and it really spoke to my heart because I wanted to even extend my hand to her or any other women or even men, because I also do Kingdom Recovery, which is about repenting is about turning your thinking, basically. Mm. It's not even, your heart thinking to the kingdom, to another way of looking at, of receiving God's word, his love, and his way of living life. And I find that in the addiction community, and addiction could be of many things, not just drugs and alcohol, even depression, we could be addicted to being pity, self-pity.
Yeah.
It's spiritual. So I think what we do is kind of enlighten of the spiritual realm to people, and then they can... They have the ability to receive, because they know what it's like to be tormented by spirit.
Mm.
So when we can explain the Holy Spirit to them, that's really who they're receiving when they accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, the ability to come out of these dark places. It seems there's a good response, so I was just wanting to share that with you.
Thank you. And this
it's really to share with the world, because that's the platform that WCNO has.
Amen.
Amen.
And Luann Linekin is the one calling. Forgive me for...
Yeah.
But you give out your number anyway. And Luann is a programmer here. Kingdom Recovery is a program every Friday live from 5 to 6 p.m. And where a tremendous amount of really great God stuff about the kingdom of God, about the gospel, about recovery is being offered. Uh-oh, you must be getting out of your vehicle. Okay.
Yeah, she had it last week, too.
That we do on Mondays at the hall.
Okay.
So I'm heading over there to, and that's another resource I hope that, you know, Keith, if we can connect, I can give you for the people that are homeless. The hall is a good place, and we do a 24-hour reading, Christ-centered meeting for recovery.
Amen.
Yeah, I could do it.
We'll definitely pass on the contact info.
Yeah.
They'll receive the healing Jesus already provided for them.
Well, I'll make sure he gets your cell, although he's down in Delray Beach, so there are local resources down there I'm sure he's aware of. But
Amen.
But that's a hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you for calling, Luann.
I
appreciate all you guys do. Thank you so much.
God bless you. Same thing back to you, Luann. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Wow, that was cool.
Yeah.
And yeah, she's got a powerful witness here also.
Yeah, so, she's been on here with us before. Yeah,
yeah, definitely.
And she said something very powerful. And this is, I've written, there's a couple of people, Ed and Lori Elliott, they send out a email in the morning. It's called Coffee in the Morning or something, I forget. But I get their email in the morning. And he wrote one time about what repentance really means, and Luann just really briefly said it. But the word repent, by definition, simply means to change your mind.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes. To change your mind about the gospel and Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Right? To believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins, and that he took them on himself, and he removed them from you, if you can believe that. And that's what the repentance is. Yeah. Everything else God will do by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Yes.
And this is a gift that is freely given.
Amen.
If people would just learn to receive it, and it's eternity in heaven is free.
Yes.
It's free.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Absolutely. Amen.
Eternity in heaven is free.
And I think some of the people I run into, though, they're not convinced of heaven or hell.
True.
Right.
You know, they just sort of, it's like, I've heard about those, but I'm not sure.
Mm.
Life isn't bad. You get that a lot.
Yeah.
When they say I'm good, and that has more than one connotation.
Right.
You know, some people think being good is enough to get into heaven.
They do.
But the Bible itself,
very clear, Keith, that the Bible says.
What does the Bible say about that? What does Jesus say about that?
By grace you have been saved through faith, and not of works,
not of works.
What it could boast.
And goodness is all about works.
Amen.
Alone.
Amen. Yes, yes.
And, you know, I do good stuff. Yeah. But you have to tell you that even Adolf Hitler was seen by some people as good.
Mm-hmm.
Now you say, well, and I just have to, a quick story. When I was a hospice chaplain, I met a guy, he was a new patient, and everybody goes out to visit the new patient. He was from Germany, he was a youth during Hitler's reign, and he was a Hitler youth, meaning, you know, he was drawn into that body of early Nazi, like, I guess the young people were like the Nazi youth auxiliary, but and as we talked, he ended up rejecting chaplaincy. You can't imagine why. He didn't want anything to do with God, But he said that, you're going to be surprised for me to say that I have a lot of respect for Adolf Hitler, he said, because I came from a poor family, but all the Hitler youth, you got all the perks, right? He got a great education. He wanted to be an engineer. They sent him on to, you know, after what they call high school, on to college, got his engineering degree, had a great life as an engineer, retired, moved to America. But he said, I have no bad words for Hitler. And totally then ignoring that it was that man's leadership that led to the sacrifice of 6 million Jews, not to mention how many millions of Germans had died in the war. Millions, tens of millions of people.
Yes.
That, you know, and that there was no clear, you know, repentance in that man's lifetime. The witness was clearly an evil witness.
Yeah.
Now, I can't tell you, God, only God knows where anyone's soul goes if they look evil to us in their last moments.
God knows.
Yeah.
Between them, God may reach out again. Maybe, you know, I can't say that, but...
just the absence of the presence of God is the absence of the presence for eternity.
Amen. I know.
Complete darkness.
And you can't turn around once you're in hell, you're there.
So it's very likely, though, but for someone to praise a kind of life that is nothing but demonic in its leadership, you know, I feel this guy that spoke to me, I know he died soon after we talked, I have every reason to believe he's not going to be in the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
I hope I'm wrong. You know, I hope I'm wrong, because God is jealous for every soul.
Well, you know the rules.
But those are the rules.
No one comes to the Father.
No one comes to the Father except through me. So we have to realize, and what I've just said, if you're someone that doesn't know Jesus and is not saved, and you know whether you are or not, don't say, well, I'm going to wait until the last minute. You don't know when the last minute is.
No.
It could be a minute from now. Mm-hmm. And where are you going to be in eternity if you don't have Jesus? Well, the Bible tells you where you're going to be, and it's not heaven. Mm-hmm. And we'd be very sad. We'd not be happy about that.
Right.
We're not happy about it.
And yes, folks, there really is an eternity.
Yes.
There is. That's what a lot of people don't understand or can't conceptualize.
When when God says there's going to be an eternity, there's going to be an eternity.
Yeah. His word is always good.
His word is true.
You have to trust the word.
That's right.
And he doesn't change. He doesn't say, well, after 20,000 years, I've decided to change my mind. But God never changes.
Yep.
Because he's perfect.
It's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen. Exactly. Exactly.
Wow.
And we say this because we care. You know, if we didn't care about the lost, we wouldn't tell you about Jesus.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
We'd let you stumble around and fall into hell without any guidance. But you see, here's the thing. Even if everybody in this room didn't want you to know about Jesus, you'd find out anyway.
That's
you'd
right.
at least hear the gospel whether you chose it or not.
That's right.
Because it's not what we want. It's what God wants.
And God is involved in everything.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
We happen to be oriented toward bringing people to Christ.
And we're blessed to be doing that.
Amen. Yep.
Wow.
We have a couple of minutes.
We're blessed to be doing that.
Yeah, we do.
Wow.
Time is almost up. Can you believe it?
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
I mean,
fast.
Okay, wait a minute now. For this program, no, we're just talking about the... Okay. You probably have a few minutes
come
longer.
Come, Lord Jesus. Come,
Lord
Jesus.
Nobody knows when the Lord's coming.
Lord Jesus, come.
You can't give a prophetic... give a prophetic...
I know. That was not
this
a prophetic
a
word.
I don't think anybody would be upset.
No, right. No.
Come, Lord Jesus, come.
For those of us that know him, we can't wait to
go.
That's right.
But for those that don't, and this is really, our heart is really for the lost. And you say, I'm not lost. Well, you may think you're not lost, but you just don't know it.
They don't know that they're lost.
Nope.
And I didn't either until I met Jesus.
Yeah.
I can't use that analogy. I was going to use an analogy for that, but I will, but don't apply it to yourself. Pigs don't know pigs.
You know, pigs, yeah.
Okay.
In Proverbs 1, verse 7, right, the Lord's, it tells us, the beginning of wisdom, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and knowledge, right? And wisdom is finding God. Amen. And if there's somebody out there right now that is not, you know, that does not know Jesus, does not know God, is searching, is having situations in their life.
Amen.
You know,
yeah.
Really, the beginning of wisdom and knowledge is the fear of the Lord. And that is an honest fear. That is a respectful fear.
Absolutely.
And Jesus says, he is your friend. So he's not here to bring the hammer down on anybody.
Amen. No.
Is your friend. He died on the cross for your sins and to bring you through to God, the Father.
Amen.
Keith, we got to hit the road. Thank you for coming.
Oh, no, thank you for having me.
We'll be back again.
Such a blessing.
Ann and Ed, thanks